This bond between man and nature points to something that all of us have tried to study for so many years, and I think that has to do with some form of other influence, which I think you've called consciousness.
Very likely I have.
Tell me a little bit technically of how you went about this.
Well, this started way back in fact, the first observation I made was back in February 2nd, 1966. In fact, if you happen to have that book, Primary Perception, in front of you, you see the tracing that I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious as to how long it took water to get from the root of that Dracaena cane plant all the way up in through the trunk and down into the leaves. And I thought, gee whiz, this is back in New York City at the time. I said, well, I run a school teaching lie detection using polygraphs, and a third of the polygraph measures resistance changes, the galvanic skin response. And I thought, well, let me hook that up, and I'll hook the electrodes at the end of one of these long leaves and water the plant, and I should be able to see how long it takes the water to rise up that trunk and out into the leaf. And this is the thing I was trying to do. I had nothing else in mind. And this went on, I think even within the first minute I started to see something that was suspicious that looked very much like a human kind of reaction when a human is lying on the galvanic skin response. And then the explosive reaction you see there shown on the book is where I thought, well, I have to do something that threatens the well-being of the plant that would be equivalent to giving a polygraph test.
Uh-huh.
Where a person felt threatened if they're lying to a very critical question, such as, did you fire that shot causing the death of so-and-so? So I thought, and at that split second where you see the jump, I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll burn that plant leaf, the very leaf I have attached. Now, I wasn't touching the plant in any way. I was at least several feet away. Wasn't touching the instrumentation. The only new thing that occurred was the thought and the intent, and that thing just went crazy. And I'll tell you, my life hasn't been the same since. It was a very high-quality observation. The building was empty. It was that time of the day. And there just were not other logical explanations. And I thought, wow, it's like this thing read my mind. So this tripped me off, and things haven't been the same since. And I started to find out that, gee whiz, you know, by just sitting back and not trying to make the plant show me anything, but just to do hours of recording, just showing spontaneous events that went on in the lab. Well, I found out that anything that happened to other life forms in the lab, the plant recording would show an indication of that. If you were to kill an insect or do something of that nature, there'd be a big jump on the plant tracing at the
time.
My
God, so it was aware of this.
Oh, yes, and it seemed that there was an intense awareness among the living things in the lab. The only ones out of the loop were humans, apparently.
What's this going to do to vegetarians, Gleave?
Well, you know, vegetarians, there's a song there, too. You know, when you say a blessing, you're very likely expressing your intent to ingest the vegetable. And I found that when there is an immediate threat to vegetation, they go into the equivalence of a faint. They will flatline on the polygraph, and which shows they're preparing for injection, you know, to where there's no discomfort. So that very likely was the root originally of the blessing being said of your intent to ingest the food.
Well, let me tell you, the fact that you were recording some kind of reading, does that tell you there's a motion there in this plant? What does it tell you, Cleve?
Well, you know, after all the years of working with plants, I found that there's an equivalent to a lot of the things that are on a psychological level with humans. There's apparently memory, because there's habituation where if you do the very same thing to try to get the plant to react, and the repetition will cause a diminishing of the size of reaction. There will be memory of things that happened on another day that was threatening the plant. There are all kinds of things that would lead me to believe that there is an equivalent to emotionality. The plant is certainly picking up emotional changes in the human. That is one of the things that we use regularly. I have become rather adept when monitoring a plant to do things that will excite a person that's there watching the procedure, something to find a point that I can bug them a little bit. And the correlation between the reaction of the plant and my getting through to them a little bit on an emotional level is amazing. Now, I've got hundreds of hours of this kind of split screen. I did all my work with split screen in the early research, where I had one camera on the scene and the other camera was up above the ink tracing, because all my earlier stuff was done with the analog ink type tracings. And when you play back the tape later and you see, don't watch it while it's happening, but you see the interaction. In fact, if two people, for instance, are debating and one comes up with an idea that's only in his mind, you'll see a big reaction on the plant before the words come out. And this is amazing. And you just don't try to make the thing show you. You just sit back and watch what's going on, and a person would be amazed.